She played the fiddle in an Irish band. She fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck, then I took her by the hands. Baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little girl, way girl. You're my pretty little Galway girl. Very cheesy song, this. But cheese isn't all bad. My granddad used to say the moon was made of cheese to me as a kid. I've been told. I can't remember. Can't remember anything as a kid, you know. And I'm off to Ireland tomorrow for 4 days for the first time. And I'm very excited to be making this trip with my dad. The first time my dad and I have spent any extended time together, ever, really. So it's going to be a trip down memory lane. Well, not even memory lane, you know, because we're going to go down lanes that I have no memory of. Both actually and metaphorically. As I've said before on this, I don't remember the first 10 years of my life. What happened? And what happened before I was born? On these Belfast streets that made the man, my father, who is he? And then at the back of my mind, there's a silly little memory that I've also mentioned before on this. This girl from Ireland, I forget where she was from exactly, but for the purposes of this, let's just say it was Galway. So it was a Galway girl. It wasn't Galway, but it was a Galway girl I met when I was 17, when I was on holiday, just briefly, just for a night. And so there's a picture I took of her sitting on a balcony. I think I talked about this in the Ed Sheeran photograph episodes. This photograph is so beautiful. She was beautiful. Because I was 17, I can fill in the gaps around this picture. I can remember what we did that night, how we fell in love for just one night, and how I couldn't quite get the condom on. So very romantic. Anyway, the point being, you've got photos and you've got the memories around them, but for the first 10 years of my life, my memories are the photos. With nothing else around them. It's like looking at the history of someone else's family, but it's me. I am the boy in those photos, but I have no memory around the photos. And I hope that taking this journey with my dad, some of these pictures will start to move. But in truth, of course, I hold out little hope, because let's face it, most often in life, how you looked in the photo is the best bit, because you're forced, aren't you, to smile. Say cheese, smile. Whatever is going through your mind, you have to look in the camera and smile, so the truth of the memories around that picture are lost. Oh, look at the photo, well, I look happy. Yeah, that's because someone was forcing you to say cheese. I once met a funeral photographer. Yeah, you heard me. A funeral photographer. Someone that takes photos of funerals. And I was like, really? How does that work? And she said, well, it's not posed shots in the main. But I thought if they were posed shots, you couldn't really ask the people to say cheese, could you? And she said, why not? And I said, well, you know, that's probably partly what killed them. And I thought, what word could you ask people to say to produce a sad face? Maybe milk. Say cheese for weddings and milk for funerals, you know. The thing about that photo of that girl, a Galway girl, when I was 17, I remember it so clearly. There was a bit of sadness in those eyes. She was having a boring holiday, I think, with her parents. And here we were. Two people who would never see each other again. And now I go back in time with my dad to see if all the smiles in all those photos were like the moon. Real? Or cheese? Lots of love. Lots of love.